Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hello, guys.
Welcome back to What We Said Podcast. I'm Chelsea.
And I'm JC.
And I'm Santa Claus.
And today we have a special guest. It's Santa.
This just kidding. You bet you thought you heard the last of me. It's me, Ty French, in the house.
We got Ty French here.
You guys heard his episode. He was our first guest, actually.
If you're a loyal fan.
So if you're a loyal fan and you've been listening from the beginning.
You know, I've been here since the beginning. I've watched them rise to the top. Here I am.
Oh, my God.
So happy to have you here. We're at the cabin.
At Getaway Frame. Mm-hmm. Wink, wink.
Follow and subscribe.
Follow and subscribe. Smash guys, that like button.
If you're in Arizona or anywhere else, but especially if you're in Arizona, it's so easy to drive up here from the valley.
Yeah.
You need to come stay here.
It's so fun. I love it. I'm biased, but it's so fun.
No, it is so fun.
When you come stay here, I'll still be here because I'm never leaving. So see you soon.
Me in the closet.
I'm never going back in there.
Oh my god. I'm like, he's too scared to come out again.
That was already a traumatic experience.
If you listened to our last podcast.
Chelsea was saving that one.
Huh? Oh my gosh.
I had that one up my sleeve all week.
Okay. Well, Merry Christmas Eve, you guys.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
Ho, ho, ho.
I hope you get everything that you guys want for Christmas. I hope you get all the presents you wanted. And I hope
that you remember the true meaning of Christmas.
Presents and give more toys.
Toys. Time off of work.
Christmas is the absolute best. My favorite time of the year.
This is the last time we can talk about Christmas. I'm sad.
Yeah.
So I can't listen to Cheetalicious Christmas anymore?
No. After December. 25th.
After December. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He forgets the day of Christmas. I'm like, December?
Yeah. 15th, I think. Isn't it Friday?
So we're going to talk about Christmas traditions today. Funny stories. Do you guys have any Christmas Eve, Christmas traditions that you've had with your family forever? Or anything?
Oh, yeah. Christmas Eve, we all do a nativity together. Like, we reenact the nativity, mm-hmm. me and my cousins and my aunts and uncles and everyone. And when we were little, it was, like, cute and fun. And as all of us have gotten older, like, all the cousins have gotten older, and there's just so many of us, it just got, like, irreverent to the point of we'd have, like, a two-headed angel, or, like, because we'd be, like, teenagers, and my brother would be the angel, or...
It's like a quadruple Jesus.
Yeah, like, one year my sister was the donkey, and I was Mary, so I was, like, riding on her. Anyway, so that's what we do on Christmas Eve. We all get together, blah, blah, blah. And then Christmas morning, I've never heard anyone else that does this, but Santa, wink, wink, leaves, like, a little... chimney mark on our face, like a coal mark, I guess, like as if he came down the chimney.
A very deep sleeper.
Literally, I do not know how Santa does it, but I have never once woken up.
Oh my gosh. And you still do it?
And all of us wake up and we're all like, wait, are you kidding me? How did we not catch it this year? Like, that's, we wake so up and cute. We have a thumbprint, like, on our, I don't know how it's done, but
wow.
Yeah.
And then some dedication.
I'm trying to think, like, as a family, we all, so there's six kids, and we, my mom is the boss of Christmas, and she sits by the tree and she hands us to us. I don't know if you guys, do you guys open it one at a time or do you guys just go crazy?
We do it one at a time. Yeah, or it starts that way.
Yeah. And then everyone gets crazy. Yeah. But yeah, I just remember being little and being like, are you freaking kidding me? I have to wait 6 times before it comes back to me.
I feel like you, Tyson? My Christmas Eve traditions are so basic. Like, just like the traditional, like, you open up one gift and you're like, oh, what's it going to be? And then it's pajamas.
Yeah.
Every year.
That's what we do too. That's what we've done too.
And then
that's so fun.
Christmas morning, we do, like, every year, like, as far as I can remember, my mom makes the exact same breakfast. And it's just like, she calls it the breakfast braid. I don't know, like.
Ooh, that sounds good. I already know. That sounds like carbs.
Yeah, it's just like a scone, like, braided up, and in it is like scrambled eggs and bacon and broccoli and like whatever. And it's so good. And she only makes it on breakfast. And so we like look forward to it.
On Christmas,
you
mean?
Breakfast. She only makes it on breakfast.
Oh, Mom, Frank, I'm so dumb. I'm so sorry. Can we start over? No. She only makes that breakfast on Christmas. Yeah. And so we look forward to it all year because it's so good.
So good. Oh my gosh. That's really fun. Really good. I know. I think my mom makes. She used to make bacon and sausage, and then
our family
went vegan. She's like, okay, well, I'm not making vegan sausage because it's disgusting. So
she's like, sorry. You get falafel.
You get oatmeal.
Falafel.
Falafel. I had that for lunch, and I've been broken up garlic all day. Yeah. So nasty.
My family does the classic Christmas pajamas on Christmas Eve, and we also always get Chinese takeout on Christmas Eve.
Cute.
Oh, that's fun.
Oh, you make the Chinese work. Okay. I'm like, oh.
And then on Christmas, when we open our... So, what?
She forgot it. She has to remember.
I mean, on Christmas. Obviously, not very memorable.
Never spends Christmas with your family. Like, pretends that you do. Like, on Christmas, as a whole family.
I've done it with her before one year, so I can vouch. She actually does this.
Yeah. So my mom has done this for the past probably like 5 years or something. But... We each get 3 presents on Christmas. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, so
that's
all,
it.
Well,
you sound very ungrateful.
Well, no, I'm just saying those are the three. We only get 3 presents a year, and it's like to represent gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
Oh wait,
and
I got chills.
And it's a want, a need, and then something sentimental. So It's like whatever you've been wishing for Christmas, and then a need. So we'll get like, I don't know, like nice shampoo and conditioner, and like. It's usually a package of stuff. It's not like one tiny item. It's usually, I remember I got like a nice blow dryer and shampoo and conditioner and razors and just like some nice stuff that I'd wanted, that I need, you know? Yeah. And then the want is like something more fun, and then something sentimental will be, you know, like whatever that
Wait,
is.
Wait, that's so cute. So, I want to do that. Sorry, Jill, I'm coming for your brain.
Yeah. And they're always like wrapped in gold, silver, and green. So we know. Like,
so
which it
cute.
Is.
Would we expect anything less from Jill?
No, honestly.
But that's really fun. Like, that's a really fun and cute tradition. And I feel like it simplifies Christmas a lot than, like, having a million different gifts. Yeah. So
totally.
I love that. And then recently as well, in the past few years, my mom has been doing a Danish dinner on Christmas. So my dad served his church mission in Denmark. And so she'll cook, like, Danish food for dinner. So that's fun, too.
So cute.
But, yeah.
What is Danish food?
Honestly, I'm not even sure. The thing that sticks out in my mind is a Danish kringle. Have you ever had a kringle?
Is that like a pastry?
Yeah. It's like a pastry, like in a circle thing.
Yeah.
Oh.
And I'm trying to remember. There's like a certain potato dish and like, I can't remember exactly what it is, but yeah, it's really good. So.
Yeah, that sounds very good.
Yeah.
I will say last year, me and Nick tried to do something you want, something you need, something to wear, something you read.
Oh, that's cute.
Dr. Seuss?
Yeah.
Yeah. And only I did it. Nick just like got just random stuff. Like, and I was like, okay, this box is something you need. This box is something you wear. And he's like, okay, yeah, I got all these things. I'm like, okay, well, these aren't the categories.
Yeah.
It's fine.
You didn't stick to the categories, Nick. I like having little things like that. But yeah, I wonder what, I think as you have kids and stuff, you get more traditions, but I'm like, I wonder what. Late male older, I don't know.
Like, did your grandparents do that for your mom? Like, the gold frankincense?
No, I don't think so. I think that's something I don't know where she got that idea, but.
Pinterest.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I will say the one that we do that is just kind of random and came up is we always get a live Christmas tree every single year. And a couple years, and when we go, we all play tag in the Christmas thing.
Oh my gosh, fun.
Yeah, so fun.
In the tree lot?
Yeah, in the tree lot.
Yeah, okay.
Which is not. Recommended. We've knocked over plenty of trees, but it's so fun. Even when I got married to Nick came and we like all just play tag. It's so fun.
That's fun.
And then one year my dad texted us in a group message and was like, hey, is it okay if we get a fake Christmas tree this year? And everyone was furious.
Like, we're like,
yeah, if you want Christmas to be over for the rest of our lives, like, that's fine if you want to ruin Christmas. But
that's fun. I love real Christmas trees. We were talking about this the other day. Yeah, we started getting them because there's a tree lot really close to our house. Mm-hmm. And so last year we got a real tree. And I was just like, wait, this is so magical. Mm-hmm. Like, and we get them flocked. So did you know that if you get your tree flocked, you don't have to water it? Like, you don't have to.
Yeah, you told me that.
Oh. Water so it.
Does
or, like,
flocked
have it
mean it's white?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, they'll like, put like, fake snow on it.
Oh, why don't you have to water it?
I don't know.
Actually, I think you told me like preserves like the water in the tree already. Oh. But like if nothing is like covering the leaf, then it like dries out.
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that. I don't know science.
Yeah.
But.
Don't hate us. Don't give us bad reviews. Like, we're done.
Do not have to water the tree. People don't water the tree. Like, light on fire.
Yeah. No, I don't remember what it was, but something.
Pro tip.
Yeah. Hmm. But I love having a real tree.
I
and it smells so good.
Is so cute.
Flocked. Yeah.
Because I did not water my tree last year and it died real fast.
Really?
I just forgot that you have to water it.
Very irresponsible.
I know.
Please do not have children soon.
I know. I'm like, I forgot to feed it. That's crazy. Okay. We're going to read your guys' traditions. Some of these are so cute and I'm going to steal them. Okay. This one says, every year my sister and I grab hot peppermint mochas from Starbucks, decorate the tree really caffeinated while listening and dancing to Christmas music.
That's so fun.
So cute.
Here's another one. Gingerbread house competition gets very competitive.
Oh, so fun.
So fun.
I've done that like once or twice and it's so fun.
I know. I haven't done it in like a couple years.
Yeah.
I have family members who do that and get very into it. Yeah. Like my aunt and uncle and their kids.
Yeah. Here's a pro tip.
Wait,
when
why didn't
decorating
we do that here?
Gingerbread houses.
We should have.
You hot glue it before you put, you don't like stick it together with actual icing.
Yeah, because it falls
apart. Hot glue it all together and then you do the icing over. Pro tip.
Oh,
yeah. I learned that the hard way. Because or else they always fall apart.
It? Yeah. You don't eat it.
You just stare at it.
Watching Home Alone on the couch with the fam. Here's the thing, you guys. We've had a debate this entire weekend because JC's favorite movie in the entire world is Home Alone.
Not in the entire world, but just I love that as a Christmas movie.
I'm like, wow,
Christmas
you have movie. Terrible. That's your favorite film?
No, and Home Alone 2 is so funny. I'm obsessed. But Chelsea and Aspen don't want to watch them.
No, well, I don't necessarily not want to watch them. That was a double negative. But I just have never seen it, so I'm not.
Oh, yeah. Aspen just doesn't want to watch them.
Yeah.
Well, she hasn't seen it in a long time.
Hint,
but the thing is, we're saying, so I've seen Home Alone recently, but we're like, you kind of have to start out with Home Alone because it's like the start of the story, but Home Alone 2 is really funny. So it's like, which one? We can't watch either. We'll decide that later. But
maybe both if we're feeling frisky.
Ooh.
Yeah. We're definitely not going to
do that. Late night at Getaway Cabin.
Yeah.
Someone said, when we were little, my parents would throw a Christmas Eve buffet every year. They'd let us choose whatever food and treats we wanted, and we just fill our plates, eat together as a family and watch Christmas movies, play board games. It was so fun. We've carried that tradition every year since, and now we do it with all the married couples and their kids, and it's so fun.
Oh, I love that. Those are my favorite traditions that happen by accident, and then they're like a tradition from that point on.
Yes.
Totally.
This one is a little confusing. Write wishes, burn them, then throw them into a glass of champagne, then drink it.
Oh, do you do it on eatable paper?
Yeah, wait, I'm confused. Burn them.
Wait, burn them? Why do you burn the wishes?
Oh, wait, they burn them. And then throw
write
them in champagne.
Write wishes, burn them, then throw them into a glass of champagne, then drink it.
Wait, so do you throw the ashes into the champagne?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know.
I think you might want to ask your doctor if that's going to cause any issues, any indigestion
like,
problems.
It's crazy. I've had like the worst IBS ever since.
That sounds like causes acne.
Yeah.
This one says, almost every year for Christmas, we go to Germany and see the Christmas markets. It's amazing. Always super cold coming from California, but every time I go, they always lose our luggage. I just got to Germany and they lost my luggage on the way. So I lived in my leggings, sweatshirt, and trusty slip-on Vans in the 20-degree weather. I consider losing my luggage a Christmas tradition.
Oh my gosh, wait, that's so funny.
That is so fun. Also, I need to marry into a rich family.
Who can fly me to Germany every year.
The Christmas markets look amazing in Germany.
I know.
My sister-in-law lives in Germany, and they look so fun.
I feel like Christmas in those countries, like Finland and Sweden, and like the ones that just Christmas is
in full swing.
Actually so traditional and so like goes back for so long.
When they have actual reindeer.
Yeah, exactly.
It's so fun.
Today we were like, wait, are reindeer actually, who asked that?
I did. I was like, is that actually like a real thing? Or are they just like calling them reindeer and it's just a deer?
No, they really are. It's a real live thing. We are taking a quick break to talk about one of our favorite sponsors, Zola. Did you guys know that we are in the thick of official engagement season? Chelsea got married a little bit after me. She got married like a month and a half after me. And when she told me about Zola, because she used it for her wedding, I was actually very upset that I didn't know about this because I would have 100% used this. I think it's so helpful. Wedding planning is super stressful, or it can be at least. I feel like I had a great support system around me, but no matter the amazing people you have in your life, wedding planning is just stressful. There are things that don't go your way. You know, the cake doesn't turn out how you want it. The dress isn't working out, whatever. There are so many problems you run into, and I think that anyone who is engaged or currently planning a wedding can definitely agree with that. So Zola makes wedding planning easier and less stressful with wedding websites, registry, invites, and a guest list manager all in one place. They have free wedding website designs. So they have hundreds of different beautiful designs you guys can pick from in a bunch of different styles, and you can literally create your site in minutes. It's super simple. So I didn't really understand the concept of wedding sites, but basically, if you have your own wedding site, you can have a bunch of different information on there for your guests. You can have an FAQ page, so frequently asked questions, and this is amazing for tackling those kind of awkward questions like, are kids invited? Or like, if there's a certain dress code you want people to follow, you can put that information there. They have an online RSVP page, and guests can shop your registry right on your site. So this is the part that I love the most and that I would have really utilized if I knew about it when I got married. So they have the highest rated registry of all time, and it's really cool because you can register for gifts, experiences, and honeymoon funds. And that is one of my favorite features because I think that's such a non-awkward way to basically ask for money or experiences if you don't want a ton of gifts. That was definitely what I wanted for my wedding. Like, I would have definitely preferred just getting cash or like an experience, a trip or something like that versus a bunch of, you know, material gifts. I mean, those are amazing too, but I just think it's a really cool thing that they do. So they also have beautiful and affordable invites and paper. You can shop your whole paper suite at Zola, from the save the dates to the invites and the thank you cards. And they will help you collect addresses and track online RSVPs with their free guest list manager. I feel like this just seriously makes everything so streamlined and easy. You can just send people a link. We're in the digital age now. This is where it's at. So Zola has helped 1 million couples get married, and they will help you too. Sign up at zola.com/whatwesaidtoday to get your free personalized paper sample, and then use code SAVE50 to get 50% off your save the dates. That is zola.com/whatwesaid, promo code SAVE50.
Me and my husband have been collecting ornaments everywhere we go. We have ornaments from around the world.
So cute.
That's so cute. I'm from Germany, and here it is very normal to set up the tree on Christmas Eve or just a couple of days before. Normally, families decorate it together, but in my family, it's always been tradition that the morning of Christmas Eve, my parents hang a bed sheet over our glass living room door and set up the tree and decorate it while we're not allowed to see it. And at night after church, we're always waiting in the kitchen until my dad rings the Christmas bell, and then we get to go inside in the living room, and it's so magical because the tree is all lit up, music is playing, and everything is so special and festive. As kids, it was so exciting to wait all day for it to become dark outside already and try to peek through the bed sheet. And to this day, my sisters and I are now 20, 25, and 28, and we insist that my parents continue this tradition of us waiting for the bell to literally herald the Christmas celebration. Love your podcast. It's a weekly favorite. Merry Christmas from Germany.
So cute.
Goosebumps.
Yeah. Awesome. Awesome.
That's so fun.
My family is very uncultured. Amazing. Moves to Germany.
Yeah, literally. Okay, my mom hides a pickle in the tree, and the first one to find it and eat it gets good luck next Christmas.
Here's the thing. If someone doesn't find it, does it rot, does it smell? Yeah. I'm looking for a friend here. Yeah. I want solid answers.
I'll help you.
Because pickles don't smell too great.
Honestly, I love pickles.
But it's like you want your tree to smell like pine needles. Not two-week-old dill pickle.
Yeah. When do you hide the pickle? Like the 1st of December or Christmas Eve?
Yeah, here's the thing. You're going to need to send me a detailed email, girl.
Yeah.
I certainly hope. More. It's. You know what? Funny enough, multiple people said that about the pickle.
I know.
I read a few
is
more.
Is that a thing?
I don't know.
My friends have a pickle ornament that they hang, and the first person that finds it gets like an extra present. Like it's like a super fun present or whatever. Hmm. But it's like an ornament.
Oh,
and I think it's on Christmas Eve, and they find it Christmas morning. So they do it before they open all the presents.
Oh, that's kind of fun.
Oh, that is cute.
Oh, wait, I forgot to tell a tradition that Leif's family has.
Yeah.
They, his mom writes the names of who the present is to super small in just pen on the wrapping paper.
Stop.
And so you have to find all your presents. Like, oh, you have to like search. And sometimes it's, you literally cannot see it because it's so small. Like, she'll write it with green pen on green wrapping paper.
Oh my gosh.
So you're just like, but wait, it's fun. Fun.
Very yeah. fun. Could also be very irritating.
Also, yeah.
When another... you're tired at 3 a.m.
Yeah. yeah.
Like, as a kid, I'd be like, Mom. I which know. One is mine?
Wait, speaking of my Nintendo, where is it?
Speaking of 3 a.m., someone said, this isn't a story, but when you were younger and you would wake up at 3 a.m. because you're so excited and not remember that it's devil's hour.
Oh, oh my gosh, same.
Oh, also, I still do that. I don't even care if I wake up for Christmas alone in my own apartment. I literally wake up at 3 a.m. I'm like so excited
wait,
every
so
year.
Kidding.
Oh my gosh. Every year. I like literally cannot sleep. I'm like a little kid on Christmas.
So
and I wake up at like 3 a.m. even though I know there's nothing out there for me. I know it's just me.
I know I've been a naughty boy this year.
Wait, that's so funny.
There's only coal in my stocking.
I was telling Leif that it's funny because as you get older, you not stop caring, but it's like, I totally sleep. I mean, I'm still excited. I love Christmas and it's so fun, but I totally sleep in and I'm like, oh, like it's like almost any other morning to me.
That is so funny. Yeah. I don't know why I get so excited. I like literally like can't sleep on Christmas Eve.
Yeah. No, I think it's, to me, it's just more sad when I wake up and I think, oh, my whole family used to wake up at 5 a.m.
Yeah.
And we used to wait hours because my mom, who I don't know what she was doing the night before. She was tired.
Oh, the like, worst is when you would up. Oh, you would sit on the couch and wait for literally 2 hours until it was socially acceptable to go and knock on their door and be like, can we please start?
Yeah. Oh, no. We would all go lay in my parents' bed and wait until they woke up. And then because we couldn't go downstairs to see the presents.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, me and my siblings would literally already like go through all the presents and like organize like in piles which ones were ours. So when they came out, we were like all ready to go.
Yeah. You're like, okay, Mom, get the camera out. We're
and
doing
you know
this.
If you got a bike that year, you already knew what you were getting.
Yeah. You already saw that.
I know.
My favorite tradition is getting our Christmas pajamas on the 24th. I know a lot of people do, but we also get a new Christmas book every year and read it. And then on Christmas Day, we write what we did that Christmas and what we got. It's so much fun to go back years later and read what we got. It's always so funny when we find the book where I got coal for Christmas.
Oh
my gosh. Wait, have you guys ever actually gotten coal?
No.
Have you?
Oh no.
How sad would that
be? My parents weren't that rude.
Yeah.
But it's so, that would be so sad.
It's like that.
Can you imagine?
I would do that as a parent as like a joke. Like I'd fill their stocking with coal and then I'd be like, okay, here's your present.
Yeah. But seriously, what if your kid was a nightmare and you're like, want to show them?
You'd return them.
Return the kid.
Turn them to whatever drops them off in the front door. That's how kids
Isn't
are made,
that how
right?
it works?
I'm dead.
Someone said, my favorite holiday tradition is that we have a Mexican Christmas Eve. We hit a pinata, eat tamales and fried rice, drink sangria, all the good stuff. I thought this was normal for everyone until I was probably 6 or 7. I vividly remember being in elementary school and talking about my Christmas traditions with my classmates, and they would say the normal stuff like, we open presents and drink hot chocolate. And I said, we had a paper machete.
Machete.
Why? Wait, is it spelled like machete?
A paper machete. Oh, so we should probably call the police on whoever this is.
And then we cut this animal up with a machete.
How do you spell machete?
That's paper?
I don't know, but definitely not the same as machete.
I need answers. Well, we hit a paper mache animal with a stick and play Hispanic music. Anyway, she said, love the podcast, by the way. I listen every week.
Feliz Navidad. Did I say that right?
Yeah. Sure. I'm sure it was.
Merry Christmas.
Ever, but we open. Okay, this one shocks me. We open one present per hour, so Christmas lasts all day.
Torture. I'm sorry.
1 hour.
That's not going to work for me.
1 hour?
Like every hour you open a new one.
One. Also, I would hope I got 12? More than 12 presents.
Yeah.
12. That's 12? So many.
I mean, more than 12?
Did you guys grow up very poor?
Apparently.
As I just said, I get 3.
Oh, so your Christmas lasts on 9 a.m.
Here's the thing. Growing up, Christmas is so different for everyone. And it's true that some people don't get that many presents on Christmas.
No, totally.
But then I see people on Instagram posting about their Christmas.
I think it just depends.
And like, they have like billions of presents.
Yeah,
I'm
it
like,
depends.
Literally billions. It's crazy.
Like when I was a kid, like obviously we had like our presents would take up like the whole living room because we'd get like
little stuff,
like little things, like a shirt, like
yeah,
that was like obviously from like Target or something. And yeah, you know what I mean? It's like when you're little, it's like every little thing you're like so excited about, even like socks and like a new church tie and like little stuff like that.
Yeah, true.
To where like now it's like, oh, you get a new wallet and like that's all you get.
That's very true. When I was little, I remember coming down the stairs and seeing it filled
right
with just little things
totally.
And toys.
Like even last Christmas when I went home, like literally, I think me and my older siblings had like 3 presents to open each. And then my little sister, who's still 15, like had like so many to open.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We were all kind of bitter, but we understood.
But it's okay. We're older now.
Okay, this one says, "Hey ladies, here's my favorite Christmas tradition. Every year, my town's fire department goes around on the fire trucks with a Santa on top to every single house, and the firefighters hang out bags of candy to everyone who comes out onto the street. It's so fun and sweet, and my sister and I always run out as soon as we hear them to go and see them."
Trick or treat. It's Halloween twice.
Yeah, it's so cute though.
But the candy comes to you.
Yeah, when it's more convenient.
Righto.
It's so cute.
This girl said, "My favorite holiday tradition is actually a Thanksgiving one. Every year, everyone in my family and whoever is over for Thanksgiving dinner all go on a parade between dinner and dessert. We all walk through my neighborhood in the dark, banging pots and pans and singing Thanksgiving songs. Believe it or not, they exist."
That is hilarious.
"Also, my mom is quite the hostess, and our Thanksgivings usually include at least 10 guests outside our immediate family, so it's usually quite the crowd. When we were younger, my siblings and I used to dress up like pilgrims and Indians for this parade, and it was quite a big deal. Looking back at it now, the glitter glue we put on our faces as Native American war paint is probably considered cultural appropriation.
Oh, no.
But I have the best memories. We even have a picture of my little brother dressed as a turkey one year with a Dixie cup taped on his nose. It's still a tradition today. And the first time my boyfriend came over for Thanksgiving, he was shook, to say the least."
That is so cute. Also, my question is, how does your mom have that many pots and pans?
And to how many, and she have that many friends is the other question.
I'm shook.
Yeah, I know. Actually sounds so fun.
That is so fun. Can we start that?
Yeah, right now.
Yes.
In the freezing cold.
This girl said, "We've always done Christmas pajamas on Christmas Eve, but last year I convinced my family to do them on Thanksgiving night so that you have all Christmas season to wear them, and it's so much better. We're doing that from now on."
Oh, wait, oh, that's
cute.
Good.
That is cute.
Because if they're Christmas themed.
Yeah, then you literally wear them for one night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's cute. Yeah. I like that.
"My family doesn't celebrate Christmas, but we're very blessed and fortunate to be able to travel a lot. So for the past 4 to 5 years, we've been in a new country every New Year's. It started off as a coincidence, and now my parents plan it. We've been to Sri Lanka, Pakistan, Dubai, Egypt. We live in the Middle East, so it's mostly countries near us, but it's pretty fun and so many cool memories."
Oh, I think I was born in the wrong family, for sure. Sorry, Mom.
Your mom didn't take you to the pyramids?
To Sri Lanka for New Year's? Awesome.
I think you retweeted something. It was like, oh, no, it was on Instagram. Something about my biggest fear is marrying into a family who runs 5Ks on Thanksgiving. Oh, yeah.
Terrifying. Imagine the day. Oh, my God. Like, I would way rather marry into a family that freaking does the Thanksgiving parade.
Yeah.
Banging pots and pans. Oh, I'd show up and be like, woo, let's get this bread.
Yeah.
But sorry, the 5K, I'd be like, Mama, you need help making some rolls in the kitchen because seriously. I ain't going. No, I'll go in the yard and throw a ball or two, but uh-uh. The 5K, I draw the line. Yeah. 1K even. See ya.
Oh, yeah. No, 5Ks are so hard. I ran one like...
I get out of breath going up the stairs. Sorry about it.
No, same.
Especially on the day I'm supposed to eat that much food.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, true. That's before, though. Don't worry.
Oh.
That's the prep.
We're going to read some funny Christmas stories now, just like funny experiences. But first, Tyson's going to tell us of a Christmas experience that happened a few years ago.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. It's honestly very traumatizing to me. But so I moved
Talking about it is the first step.
And honestly, you know. So I moved to Virginia my senior year of high school, and it was my first Christmas, like, on the East Coast. And my family, like, all growing up had always done fake trees just because, like, we didn't want to have to deal with, like, watering it, like, the maintenance and whatever. And so this year I was like so sad that I was like just like away from my friends during the holidays and whatever. And so my mom was like, okay, you can skip school today and like go get a tree, like get a real one this year.
Aww.
And like you can like just spend the day like at home alone, like decorating it. And I was like, great. Like I always decorated the tree alone. I loved it.
So fun.
And so I was like, sweet. So I was like, sweet. So I like go get a real tree, put it on top of my freaking, I don't even know what it was, like a Kia something. Did not fit on top. Tied it down. Get inside. Keep in mind, I've never set up a real tree before.
Oh, wait, yeah. You have to get the tree by yourself.
Yeah. Oh, I've never set up a real tree. I'm carrying it inside of my house. Get it all set up, like tie in the base of what like I think it's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
Literally decorate it like just so cheerfully for like literally 3 hours as I'm off school. 3 hours like listening to like Mariah Carey.
Wait,
I'm like
remember
jamming
this from your Instagram.
Put the angel on top, like all these ornaments that like we've had for years. Like they're all like glass, like from this like really chic store in Utah, like so cute. And then afterwards I'm like, oh, like I'm supposed to like put water in the bucket, like at the bottom of the tree so it doesn't die. So I get the water.
Oh, no.
And I go under the tree and I go to pour it. The tree falls on me. On top of me, directly. All the glass shatters. All ornaments broken. Tree flat on the ground on top of me. I was shook to my core. I'm not exaggerating. Aww. I rolled out from under it. I was literally Scrooge that year. I was like, I hate Christmas. I'm not doing anything. I left the tree on the ground. I didn't pick it up. I was like, Mom, you can deal with this when you get home. Sorry, I can't do it. I have no more emotions to put this tree back up. Sad. I can't do it.
Wait, so did it break all your ornaments?
Oh, yeah. Oh, half of them were broken for sure.
Oh,
the angel, even she died.
Oh, no.
Literally, I think it like cracked her head open.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so sad. And I left it there. I was like, Mom, you can deal with it. I'm peacing out. And ever since pictures. I've had a fake tree.
Yeah.
I refuse.
And you get the candle.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I need to find picture receipts for sure.
Yeah.
Because we'll there's a picture them. Of it fully on the ground.
I remember you sending it to me.
Oh my God.
You're like, cool. I just decorated
Didn't you document
it while you were doing it too? I'm pretty sure I don't know if Instagram
it was like before Instagram stories were a
thing. Was it on Snapchat maybe?
Probably Snapchat.
I just remember seeing it in the day. Like, I just finished my later in the day, oh, no. You send a picture.
Literally. I just remember. I was like, it's one of those things where you're just like, how does this happen? One. And two, I'm so shook because there's nothing you can do. And you're just like, well, neat.
And you're done. You're just done.
Yeah. I'm like, sorry, I'm out.
Were you crying? I would have cried.
I didn't cry. I was just so pissed. I immediately turned off all Christmas music, went upstairs. I probably watched Mariah Desperate Carey. Housewives or something. I was like, I can't. So funny.
Yeah, like, we're celebrating Hanukkah this year, guys.
Literally. Mazel tov.
I'm dead. Do you have any funny stories, Jace?
No, I can't think of any.
I can't think of any either. I should have called my mom or something. I'm sure she has some of us, but.
Yeah.
Not that I can.
I'm the only one? That's embarrassing. Oh.
Yeah. Like, I know how to handle a Christmas tree. Even though I just said
Jace is like, I just hire someone.
Whatever.
I did it myself.
I like to see receipts.
As if I like this rich like person who hires everyone to do everything for me.
I'm just kidding.
Dang. Bye.
But did you get someone to deliver it?
No, I didn't.
I'm just kidding.
Like tied it to the
top. There is a receipt of it on top of the Jeep. I take it back.
Okay. You saw it.
I did see it.
You but saw it on the gram.
Okay, I'll go first with these. So we ask you guys too. Also, I know we say this every time, but if you're not already following our Instagram, we ask questions for. It's getting pretty frequent now that we ask questions for our podcast episodes because we want to know what you guys want to know. So, or we want to give you guys what you want. So follow us on Instagram at What We Said Podcast.
You can be included in all of these. Included. You can send in your stories and.
Yeah, you guys are a big part of this podcast. So
and we're the people content. Pleasers.
Yeah, we want you guys to like us. Okay, funniest Christmas memory. Growing up, we always got PJs from my grandparents on Christmas Eve. And one year we were downstairs opening the PJs and my brother decides to change into them. He was like 5. So he pulls down his pants and everyone starts laughing and he looks down and he didn't have any underwear on. Oh. He booked it behind the couch. My dad was filming everyone at the moment. So now we have evidence that we will never let him live down. It was pretty funny. Definitely going in his wedding video.
Oh Dang. My gosh, that is so funny. Also, might be illegal.
Yeah, I'm like, also, I think you should burn
the
tape.
Do not share the file.
Okay, funny. With my family in Mexico, we do an alternate version of a white elephant gift exchange. Instead of opening the gift when you get it, you leave it wrapped the whole game and basically fight over the best wrapped gift. The twist is that there's good gifts and then there's gag gifts. Usually the gag gifts are wrapped the best, so those are the ones that are always fought over. Anyway, you get the point. So I have this aunt who likes giving gag gifts but gets super pissy if she gets one. One of my uncles lives on a ranch. So he grabbed a rooster from the pen, gave him something so he'd fall asleep, and wrapped him in a big box with a huge bow on top. This was the nicest wrapped gift, so naturally it was the one fought over the most. At the end of the game, my aunt ended up with the rooster box, so when it was her turn to unwrap it, the rooster wakes up and starts chasing her around the room as she's screaming hysterically. Needless to say,
the rooster lived.
She got a taste of her own medicine.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious, actually.
No roosters were her in the
Yeah, in the making of the story.
Wait, that's hilarious.
Oh my gosh. Chasing her around.
On Christmas Day when I was little. Did you hear me? I'm like, on.
on.
The pelicans from Nemo. On Christmas Day when I was little, my family and I went sledding on this known sledding hill. There were a few other people there. I was too scared to go to the top of the hill. So I found myself about halfway up. I was securing myself on the sled, about to go down when bam, all of a sudden I was at the bottom of the hill. All I hear was yelling and people rushing to see if I was okay. As it turns out, This old man and a little kid hit me while they were going down the hill from the top, and they hit me right in the middle of my back. They had to be going like 20 miles an hour, and when they hit me, it felt like I was flying. By some crazy miracle, I could walk, and I was somehow fine. Just this past year, I learned I had permanent curve in my back because of it.
Oh.
A Christmas miracle.
Yeah, truly. I'm dead.
Oh my gosh, that's so
scary.
All
of a sudden, she's just at the bottom of the hill.
Oh my gosh, I love dead, sledding
just
though.
Flies.
That's like that type of situation where like, you know, if you saw it in person, like you'd be like, ooh, but then you know you'd be laughing.
Yes.
Like if this old man took this girl out up a yeah. hill sledding, I would be, there'd be yellow snow around me, girl. A whole lot of yellow.
So funny. Oh my gosh, here's the thing. I'm so bad at laughing when I'm not supposed to laugh.
The worst.
As soon as something serious happens and no one else is laughing, I'm trying not to snicker.
Snicker!
Because it's how, I don't
Please
know why.
Please clarify that term.
Like literally, I can't hold it in.
Totally, totally.
I don't know. It's so bad. I'm actually a sensitive person and like very sympathetic, but if anything bad happens, I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, like, it's like in class when your teacher like tells you to stop laughing and then you're like, well, now literally I'm going to be laughing for the next 2 hours.
Yeah. Yeah. If you wouldn't have said anything, I would have been able to stop.
Now I'm literally going to be crying in the corner.
Oh yeah, seriously. I'm a rebel.
Okay. So my whole extended family gets together each Christmas and goes up to a small mountain town in Idaho. There's around 15 of us, so as you can imagine, it gets pretty crazy sometimes. All of us decided it would be fun to go ice skating, so we drove down the street to the nearest ice skating rink. My older cousin, who is a complete daredevil, decided it would be fun to try and do a backflip in the ice skating rink in ice skates on ice.
Excuse?
Mind you,
this sounds like Talladega Nights. Wait, is that the movie? Is that the...
Talladega Nights?
What's the show with him doing
Blades of Glory?
Blades of Glory.
Mind you, he has never done this before and barely even knows how to ice skate.
Ratto.
You can probably guess the outcome from here. He does a backflip, lands flat on his face, knocks out his front tooth, and blood starts gushing everywhere all over the ice. No more backflips on ice, LOL, by the way.
Thanks for funny stories.
Love your podcast.
Sad, RIP, that honestly.
Is so terrifying.
That is so bad.
Hopefully he got a great set of veneers.
Yeah, seriously.
From Dr. Scott Harris.
Thank you, Dr. Scott Harris, for sponsoring today's video. We mentioned him in the last one, too. He's great.
Did you really?
Yeah, about my Invisalign.
Oh my gosh, we love you, Scott.
My aunt is always late. She's 28. She lived across the street from my cousin's house. We were having the party at. Well, I also have about 7 guy cousins that are all in their late 20s, early 30s. Wow, that's so old. I'm just kidding. It had been 7 hours since the family had begun coming over, and it had been 7 hours since the family had begun coming over, and she still wasn't done getting ready.
Okay, so a late aunt, 7 hours late, 28 and late.
Yeah.
Well, continue.
Not a late aunt. Or is that the whole story? She's dead.
Yeah. Oh no.
Wait, was that the whole story or is there more?
No, there's more.
Okay, because I'm like, that's it.
I'm like, can you believe it? She was 7 hours late. Okay, anyways, it had been 7 hours since family had begun coming over and she still wasn't done getting ready. So all my guy cousins went across the street. Next thing we know, my cousins are carrying my aunt across the street while she's still in her pajamas, wet hair, makeup bag in hand, and her chihuahua as well. It was a sight to see.
The chihuahua.
I'm dead.
No, chihuahuas were hurt in the making of the story.
Also, 7 hours, like how long of a Christmas party are you having?
Yeah, excuse
yeah,
one,
me.
Did she say that? Yeah, the party. Maybe she okay. didn't mean 7. That's a long time.
That's been a lot of eggnog.
And all she did was get her in the shower. She hadn't even started her makeup in 7 hours.
Yeah.
What you been doing, girly?
So this is just so uncomfortable and hilarious for me. My dad brought his new girlfriend to Christmas with our whole family. First of all, this was my dad's family's first Christmas without my mom, who they loved. So they were already uncomfortable with that part, but that's an added bonus. Anyway, apparently my dad's girlfriend really wanted this specific pair of very expensive Uggs. So my dad and I went to go look for them together and they were sold out. So we got her a different pair that I helped pick out, which I personally thought were way nicer because the other ones were heinous. So fast forward to Christmas morning when we were all opening presents and hugging each other and being super thankful, happy, and loving family. My dad's girlfriend goes to open her present, takes the Uggs out of the box and says, "Oh, wow, very nice. They didn't have the other ones." We were all shocked. It was hilarious, and we exchanged them the next day. They were not together anymore, LOL.
Oh, that's the true sign of a Scrooge. Get them out of your life.
Not a Scrooge. That's a true sign of a high-maintenance nightmare.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, she sounds like she's a real pain all year long.
Yeah. Wowza.
Oh. Here's the thing. At that age, you got to be good at faking.
Yeah. Oh. When people are older and they're still like that, it's like...
I understand.
Every year, my grandma gives me a sweater from Kohl's and ooh, I act like I just got a new car.
Yeah. Literally,
You give the people what they want.
Yeah. Like, with certain people, I mean, not on Christmas, though. It's like, Christmas morning, you are thankful for everything you get. And don't act like a brat.
Yeah.
I mean, I can understand when you're little, because one year we gave, as a prank, my little brother, my little sister was obsessed with One Direction. So we wrapped one of her Harry Styles dolls,
yeah,
like in the box, so it looked new,
yeah,
and gave it to my little brother, who was probably 6 or 7 at the time. He was not happy. He literally, because he thought it was the only one from my sibling,
yeah,
so he opens it up and we're like, isn't that awesome? And he literally just throws it.
Oh my gosh.
Pouts. We're like, oh, okay.
Yeah, when Tyson would have loved that.
Yeah, literally. My fantasy fulfilled.
Do you still have the doll?
I'm like, my mailing address is 1848.
Okay. Oh, is it my turn?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, this story is not funny at all, but it's pretty crazy, and it is a story I will remember every Christmas. Buckle your seatbelts. Almost 4 years ago, I went to my then best friend's house on Christmas Eve to wrap presents with her. The real reason I wanted to go to her house was because I was talking to this guy I met on Tinder, who's now my boyfriend of almost 4 years, and I wanted to talk to him on the phone, but didn't want my mom to know or ask any questions, and I needed to get out of the house. Anyways, I'm at her house and we're watching Christmas movies and wrapping Christmas presents, and she has this foster dog that's lying on the floor in front of us. I get up and go to step over the dog when all of a sudden it stands up so fast, grabs onto my leg with its mouth so hard. It's some kind of bulldog, by the way, and it's about 70 pounds.
Oh.
And I'm frantically hopping around on one leg trying to free my leg. It releases its jaw just enough for me to get my leg free, and then it grabs onto my foot. Again, I'm hopping away, afraid for my life. I can feel its teeth sinking into my foot and crushing my bones. Graphic, I know. Then after hopping around for a while, I fall backwards and smack my head on its metal cage, and now I'm lying on the ground, still with my foot in the dog's mouth. My friend grabs the dog's collar and pulls. Eventually, it lets go of my foot. Long story short, my foot was torn open and had broken one of the bones. I spent my entire Christmas Eve in the ER and finally got stitches and was sent home. Let's just say that was the craziest Christmas of my life. Oh, and the hospital didn't give me any pain meds. Awesome.
Oh, thanks.
And all the drugstores were closed because it was Christmas Day. That is the most pain I've ever felt in my life, and I would not wish it on my worst enemy. And as for that friend and I, we are no longer friends because her family insisted that it was my fault that I got attacked and that I provoked her dog. Sorry that was so long, but I had to share. Also, one more funny part. When I was in the back of the ambulance on the way to the hospital, I was so shook that I asked the paramedic if I'd have to have my foot amputated. He started laughing, and the answer was obviously no. Now I have a big scar on my left foot and a crazy story to go with it. And she sent me pictures.
Oh my gosh, you guys. It is disgusting.
Oh my goodness.
Isn't that so, so bad? Aspen's coming in for a moment.
Ooh.
Isn't that so bad?
That is nasty. Ooh. First off, congrats on the 4-year relationship, boo. Tinder is a success. Yes. Thank you, Tinder, for sponsoring this video. Secondly,
I can't believe you gave us our biggest contribution of all time.
Secondly, I'm shook to my core, and that friend should definitely get a letter from your attorney.
Yeah. Okay, here's the other thing. This is a pro tip about dogs, and when they get that jaw, like when they have that grip on you, not that that's ever, I'm like, you know, that casual thing.
That casual thing when your dog bites your leg off?
If your dog or if you or someone else's dog is getting bit by a dog and their jaw, because their jaw literally clenches, especially certain dogs, like they have the strongest jaw, and when it clenches down on something, it is, you can't just pry their mouth open. So, pro tip, you grab them by the back legs. Someone grabs them by their hind legs and pulls it up.
And they will let go.
And yeah, and then someone else grabs their mouth and they'll let go.
Interesting.
So, yeah. Like, you're basically doing the wheelbarrow with them.
Reasons I don't like dogs.
Yeah. That's Here's nuts. Another funny story is that we were talking about. When I got my dog, Sophie, who is a Great Dane, if you guys don't know. First of all, she was 20 pounds when we picked her up. And I was living in San Diego at the time, and Tyson was living in LA. I don't know why. I mean, I guess it didn't cross my mind that you didn't like dogs.
I like dogs, but like it's not my like cup of tea.
Yeah. Well, with these dogs, I feel like you have to like dogs not be scared of dogs. But I'm like, Tyson, will you come pick up this puppy with me? I'm getting a puppy. I'm so excited.
I'm like, sure.
Yeah, cute little puppy. So nice. So we go into the house, and there's all these cute little puppies that are running towards us. Actually, pretty big puppies.
Yeah, they were cute.
No, they're so cute. So little. And then the guy's like, you want to meet the dad? And lets out the dad. A horse comes into the family room.
Black stallion. Literally runs towards me.
Tyson backs up onto the door like, oh my God. not.
I literally was like, okay, I'm out of here.
I'm dead.
I was like, Chelsea, you are not getting one of those.
Yeah, at that time I was like, wait, this is what my dog is going to look like?
I was like, oh my gosh, that's not even going to fit in the car.
Yeah, it honestly scared me at first because I hadn't seen one in like, so long.
Well, and that was a boy and you were getting a girl.
Yeah, yeah,
and so it was like even bigger. Yeah. Oh my goodness, it was terrifying.
It was pretty
big. I think it's maybe the biggest dog I had ever seen in my
life. Yeah, it was pretty big. But I didn't even know at that point that Tyson didn't like dogs till we were leaving. He's like, I don't really like dogs. I'm like, oh my gosh, such a good friend for coming with me to see this giant dog.
Moral of the story, I'm a great friend. Yeah. Everyone follow me.
Everyone follow me.
Follow me and buy my presets.
Buy my presets. Thank you, topridgepresets.com.
Okay. Do you have another story?
Someone said, one year my grandpa went out to burn all of the boxes and paper after opening presents to get rid of it and ended up burning all my sister's gifts.
Oh, bye-bye.
Grandpa, not again. I'm shook. Oh, that poor sister.
That's so bad.
We will keep her in our prayers.
Okay, this is a funny family party story. My wife looks similar to my younger sister. When we first started dating, I brought her to my family Christmas party.
It's kind of discomforting.
Yeah, with the extended family. He's like, it's funny. I don't know why, but my sister looks exactly like my wife. We walked in holding hands, and we were very cuddly at the party. My mom overheard some of my relatives talking about us. They thought I was cuddling and holding hands with my younger sister. Ew. I just about died and had to make an announcement to everybody at dinner to clear up any confusion.
I'm kind of shook.
That they don't know that that's not the sister?
Well, I'm like, if they look that identical, do you guys need issues?
Well, I'm thinking maybe they just were outside or something, so they only saw the back of her or something like that.
But. Oh my gosh, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay, Christmas story. I grew up with family that did not choose favorites. My grandma would give us cash if she was even $5 off for a grandkid. So I think she's saying like all the presents were like the same amount and equal. Mm-hmm. When celebrating Christmas with my husband's family for the first time, however, I saw favoritism at its finest.
Oh, great.
His grandma gave us all presents, which was so sweet. His cousin Steve opens up a Nintendo Switch. My brother-in-law opens up hiking boots, $200, mind you. My husband opens up a smashed box of Dunkin' Donuts K-cups, and I open up a mason jar with tea light candles from the dollar store. I know they were from the dollar store because it had the only $1 tag on them. LOL, thanks, Granny. Oh. Yes, 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 I know it's not about the gifts, but the sheer favoritism was undeniable and hilarious to think about now.
Wait, that is actually funny,
though.
That
is so funny.
And I was dying because I, like, I have cousins who are the favorites.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, totally. And they'd literally legit get like a new camera while we would get like a pair of pajamas or something. Like, hilarious.
You know I ain't counting that money, but also you know I am.
I am keeping tabs.
You know I'm like, Granny, okay, next time you ask for help carrying the groceries, I'm going to say no.
I'm going to say maybe one bag.
Maybe you should ask Chance over there because he's apparently your favorite.
Ask Chance. Okay, speaking of grandmas, one year my grandma decided that she wanted to give her grandchildren a lesson as a way to pass on her years of wisdom. She has us stand in line and gave us a piece of gum. After chewing it up, she had us put it in our hand. She then told us to switch our gum with the person next to us, then put it in our mouth and chew it. Somehow she related this to chastity. I don't understand how it related, but it's a memory our family will never forget.
That is heinous.
Once again, probably consult your doctor before proceeding with that tradition.
Yeah.
Might not be too good for you. Also, might be illegal. Not sure.
That's so bad.
That sounds like child abuse.
Granny goes to jail.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Man. In seventh grade, I wanted a laptop so bad. My parents took their old laptop box and stuffed it, and then at the very top put a gift card. I was so happy and excited when I unwrapped it. They told me to open it all the way, and I saw it was just a gift card and started crying. After everyone finished laughing at me, they gave me an actual laptop.
Oh,
my parents are pranksters.
That's pretty good. My brothers always did that. They'd wrap this huge box, especially when you're little, when you see a huge box.
Yes.
Now if I see a little jewelry box, I'm like, wow.
But yeah, you know that's going to be a good one.
Yeah, but when it's a huge box, I was so excited, and it was sitting under our tree for a month. And then I opened up, it's like a computer game, which was still awesome. And it was a Nancy Drew game, which hooked me for life.
Yeah.
I know what have you guys ever played Nancy Drew computer games?
No.
I feel like I did.
I still play them to this day.
I love the Bratz doll game.
Dead.
The Bratz doll game.
Oh, where you would like dress them up online?
Wait, no. What's that one called? That website called?
Was it like My Scene Girls or whatever?
Yeah, My Scene.
Pop Tropics.
Oh, My Scene.
I love My Scene. Let's do that tonight.
Oh,
too.
Let's do that. Oh, if that website is still running.
You know there was a My Scene Girl named Chelsea and I loved her.
Ooh, girl. Remember the Zach and Cody like pizza run games?
Oh,
and stuff?
The elevator thing where you would have. Oh,
Rufus's The Kim Possible one with Rufus and the snacks?
Yes. Oh, you know the one with Brandy and Mr. Whiskers? If you don't know that, you are an OG if you know that one.
Wait,
it's like,
which
it's
one
like
is
a
it?
Bunny and then like this like Brandy girl. I think she was a dog, but she had like short blonde hair. Aspen remembers it. Oh my gosh.
Wait, why do I not remember that? Wait. Do you remember the Lilo and Stitch one where you would have the sandwich? It's like the sandwich.
Oh, yes.
Obsessed. Wait, I'm trying to play some tonight.
So funny.
I know.
Christmas Eve tradition.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, those are all our stories. You guys sent in a ton more, but we got to wrap this thing up.
I'm hungry, so we got to go get McDonald's.
We're going to end this with a carol. We wish
you a Merry Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
And a Happy
New
Year.
And that's called harmony.
We're going to do a very quick quote segment, should we?
Yeah.
We're going to end it up. Uplifting, quick, sweet, and simple. My quote is from, I wrote this down. I'm not trying to get too deep here, but I wrote this down when I was in Costa Rica. I took a little yoga class very early in the morning.
The best time to do yoga, by the way.
And I'm not like, here's the thing. I've realized I'm like.
We're not yoga girls.
Yeah, I'm not obsessed with yoga, but I will say that the meditation, like, the moments where I'm just sitting there and breathing and like thinking when it's silent and there's just music playing, I really do think very deeply about a lot of things. And I'm like, wow. And I realize that I, what makes fun of me?
When I just sit and like listen to music and I think deeply, I'm like, wow.
No, I'm like, this is the year of realizing things.
Literally, no, that's what it sounded like.
No, but I just, that.
I know what you mean.
I just realized that, wow, I don't really spend that much time
in like
just,
a deep thought.
In deep thought, just actually like without any technology or any people around. So that was, anyway. So I was realizing that when I was in Costa Rica doing that yoga session. But something that the guy said is this little like Costa Rican guy was the instructor, and he said during it, like, he wasn't trying to say anything inspiring or anything at this moment. He just said like, oh, do this pose, or, you know, this yoga pose. And he's like, whatever stage, like, you can do it this way, you can do it this way, you know, modify it if you can't hold this pose. And he was like, just respect your version. And I know that's like not, and I'm not trying to get all deep here, but like, it kind of stuck with me because I just realized that you could apply that to like life in general. Just like respect your version, respect your life, and like don't really compare it too much to what other people are doing, because if you looked around, like, I couldn't do some of the poses that other people were doing, where, and they could be like so still and just do it, and I'm like, have no balance because I don't really do yoga. But he's just like, respect your version, like, that's, you know, like, you're on your own journey. And I was kind of like, I kind of like that, just for life in general.
Totally.
Just like,
totally.
So anyway, I love that.
Okay, Tyson, you can go next.
So I was out to dinner with a friend a few weeks ago, and she had, what are those cards called that like people can like read your
palm card or tarot cards?
Tarot cards, yeah. She had ones, but they were like an angel version. So you were supposed to like read it every day, like at the beginning of the day, and it's always like a positive thing.
Yeah,
like it wasn't ever going to be like, you're doomed.
Yeah.
Or whatever. It's just like something to like think about throughout the day.
Yeah.
And I can't remember what her angel was, like what her angel name was, but when she was reading the description of it, this like wording like really stuck with me, and I wrote it down in my notes, and it said, free yourself from the side effects of negative reactions. And I just loved that, because it was like, just the way it was worded was like perfect. Like, like, you think about like the way that, like, even if you're really proud of something and someone might negatively react, then your reaction is that then you might not be proud of that thing that you were proud of before.
Yeah.
But if you free yourself from the side effect of what other person, like someone else's negative reaction is, then like it doesn't take away like your power of like being proud of whatever you were doing or whatever.
Oh, I love that.
I love
so
that.
Like, yeah, I just liked like free yourself from the side effects of negative reactions.
Yeah. Well, and you can also apply that to yourself.
Totally.
Like your own negative reactions that you have, like, free yourselves of the side effects that will follow if you have negative reactions.
Yeah.
Totally. No, we were kind of talking about this also with some friends, and we were saying that, so I was listening to this podcast episode on how I built this with the founder of Spanx, and she was saying that she didn't tell anyone about her idea for Spanx for like years. I think it was maybe 2 years. I know for sure it was over a year. Like, she didn't even mention it to her parents or anything. Mm-hmm. And she was like working on this thing, like getting a patent and all this stuff. And she just didn't tell anyone, because she's like, I just didn't want like anyone's reaction. Like yeah. I just wanted to like keep it like special to me and like mm-hmm. really just do this thing. We were talking to Tessa and Cole actually, and Cole was saying, I actually read that when you talk about something, it kind of releases like a little bit of satisfaction. So if you have this idea, let's say you're like, oh, I really want to start a photography business. I'm just making something up. And if you say that to a lot of people, like, oh yeah, I think I want to start a photography business. And you say that a bunch, just the act of saying it kind of releases this thing in your head where you almost feel like you've done it a little bit and it's totally. And it's yeah, not totally. Good. And so, I mean, it's fine to talk about things, but that mm-hmm. kind of goes back to on one of our past episodes where like, let your success speak for itself. Like mm-hmm. there's nothing wrong with like telling your friends about exciting ideas or anything like that, but it's kind of nice to like bask in that for yourself.
Yeah.
And then Tessa was saying like, there's been times when, you know, she would be super excited about something, kind of same thing. And then she would like tell someone else, they'd be like, oh yeah, like, and kind of, and just their reaction, she'd be like, oh, never mind. Yeah, yeah, she's like, oh, never mind. Mm-hmm. Like, they didn't seem that excited, so maybe it's a stupid idea. Totally. And then she wouldn't go for it.
Totally.
Whereas if she would have just, like, kept it to herself and, like, worked on it, and then maybe it could have been something.
Yeah, totally. True.
So I loved that. Like, that conversation stuck with me, and I was going to share it on one of our podcast episodes, but that just tied right into it.
Yeah,
so
even that's how, like, my sister is with all of her three kids when she named them. Mm-hmm. She, like, would not tell anyone their names until after they were born, because she was like, I've decided.
Not even your family.
She would tell like me and like a few of my siblings, yeah. like my mom and dad, but like she wouldn't tell like my aunts or uncles mm-hmm. or like friends, because like she was like, I've decided like this is my child's name.
And I don't and,
like,
want
if
your opinion.
I tell
yeah.
you and like you're kind of like, oh yeah, that's cute. It's like, but I don't want this? Like that negativity like already tied to my kid's name like before like they're even born.
Yeah.
But it's like when the kid's born, it's like no one's going to come up to me and be like, oh, like that's a cute name. You
yeah.
know? And people
it's
like can
name.
Get it more. Yeah. So
true.
I don't
that
know. I think
true.
There is like a like truth behind like just like sometimes keeping something to yourself before you're like
and doing
ready
it.
To actually like make it.
Yeah.
Thing.
Yeah. Well, and this goes into what we were talking about. So when we recorded Aspen's episode is we were talking a lot about not paying attention to what haters say.
Yeah.
And then we started talking about it at lunch. And I was saying, well, also then at that point, you have to stop caring about the people that praise you too. Like you yeah. can't take that so personally. And because when someone says something super nice to you and even something a little unique that you didn't know people noticed about you or something, you start to take it to heart.
Right.
And you're like, oh my gosh, yeah, you're right. That is how I am. That is me.
Right.
And then you're way more like vulnerable to the hate because right. you take everything that people say.
Totally.
So seriously.
Totally.
Yeah.
Like you
so
can't
seriously.
Just mentally like only like depend take on the positive and mm-hmm. not the negative.
Yeah. So it's like it's both or none.
Right. Right.
So
or totally.
You can appreciate positivity and.
Yeah. But don't but base it.
Don't base your life around it.
Your yeah. happiness on it.
Yeah, yeah. Totally. Love that.
Full show. Okay. My quote. Well, luckily I remembered it because my phone is dead, but. It's people who do uncomfortable things live comfortable lives, and people who do comfortable things live uncomfortable lives.
Oh,
okay.
Okay. I like that.
So
I like that.
Let that sink in for a second.
Yeah, because it's like, because if you do uncomfortable things,
then you're going to be more comfortable in life.
Right.
Because
right.
you're taking risks.
You're taking risks. Yeah. And you're like testing yourself.
Yeah. But then I think about people who do comfortable things like day to day. Don't take risks. Don't go after what they want to.
Right.
They have uncomfortable lives because they always have something in the back of their mind that's unhappy.
Right.
Or
just like not satisfied.
This regret. Or yeah, yeah, yeah. Exactly. So
totally.
I just like
that. I like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Simple.
Cool.
Merry Christmas. Bye.
Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho. Hope you slay your December away.
Literally just ends. thank you guys so much for listening.
We love
Merry
you a lot.
Flippin' Christmas. Hope you have the best day. Hope you're with people you love.
Happy Hanukkah if you're Jewish.
Yeah.
Or if
happy
you don't celebrate
holidays.
Christmas, hope you just have a happy December and that you're
enjoy
excited.
Your time off work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're going to have a New Year's episode, so that'll be really fun too.
New Year, new me.
Yeah. Woo!
But thank you guys so much for listening. Like we said, if you want to follow along with our podcast Instagram, it is at What We Said Podcast. We post a bunch of fun polls and questions on there, and then also just fun pictures and stuff like that. So follow
about
along.
Our episodes and guests and whatnot.
Yes. And then also if you want to follow Tyson, follow him at Ty French.
That's me, baby.
That's his real name.
That is his real name. That is not a stage name, guys. He has the best name.
True. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Mom and Dad, Angela, Richard. Shout out to you.
Hope you guys have the best day. We love you guys. And
that's what we said.
Merry Christmas.
Don't forget what Christmas is.
Happy holidays.
Ho,
remember
ho, ho.
The season.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.